There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Ballet Under the Stars is an all-star alfresco dance gala, and it's happening at one of my favourite places, which is Desert Palm. In studio with us this afternoon, we've got Matt Brady, who is the director of Covent Garden Dance Company. Hi, Matt.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very good, thank you. Welcome to The Ticket. We've got Mara Galeazzi, who is an incredible ballet dancer. Hi, Mara.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Real pleasure to have you in the studio.
Thank you very much.
And we also have Glenn Thompson from Spinneys, and you are the title sponsors of this event.
We are. I'm excited to be here.
Good choice. It's going to be a cracking event. For anyone who hasn't heard about this yet, I know you spoke to our Mark Lloyd, who's down with laryngitis at the moment, and you told him all about it, and a few people will have heard that chat on The Ticket, but for the people that didn't manage to hear it, Matt, what have we got to look forward to?
Well, what we specialise in, we take unique and beautiful occasions around the world, and we create a 300-seat dinner theatre, and we invite the greatest dancers like Mara to come and perform short works between gourmet courses of food. So we find the location at Desert Palm Hotel Resort is stunning. You've been there, you know what it's like.
However, you know, Shruti said she said, I've never been there.
You've never been there? Mm-mm. So it's a beautiful polo resort up near, I think it's opposite Dubai Safari,
okay,
on the Hatter Road. So, it's, you know, it's very lush, very green, you know, very beautiful.
And very, it was hidden.
Very hidden. Yeah. But it's perfect for us because it has the space to build a theatre. It has the glamour. It is the unique and beautiful location. So that's why we chose it.
Whereabouts are you going to build the theatre?
It'll be on the polo field in front of the hotel.
So wow, so quite
stunning.
Literally.
So you have a beautiful
under the stars.
Under the stars, you've got the backdrop of Dubai and on the horizon, so you've got the Burj Khalifa. It's absolutely stunning.
Wow, wonderful. Mara, have you ever been involved in anything like this before? You've done so much.
Yes, I have been involved for several years with the Covent Garden Dance Company. Hmm. I love it because, yeah, exactly, is they choose amazing locations, and it's the also the program we do, it's quite unique. We do a lots of great ballet from all over the world with dancers from all over the world. We do new productions, and it is wonderful to be able to perform under the stars. And
we're very lucky because Mara fits us in between her Royal Ballet work and her work around the world with all the big companies. But she's, you know, she's fantastic. We, you know, she'd be partnered by Gregory Dean from the Royal Danish Ballet to perform. So what we do is we basically, if you were a guest, if you know nothing about it, you arrive, you have a bubbly reception, you're then shown into the theatre where you sit at tables of 10, and there's your starter awaits you, and you have some food, and then you stay at your tables, and then you have 25 minutes of performance, and in that 25 minutes you have four pieces. So a very classical piece, a contemporary work, a neoclassical, and usually something that we've created from scratch.
And it's quite unique because you don't, as an artist, you know, you perform in theatre, and but it's, we get really close to the audience, to the people that are watching us, and so it's quite an amazing communication.
That is unusual, isn't it? Because with ballet, it is always so far away.
Yeah, you are in a theatre, you see pitch black, you don't see people watching you, so you're kind of in a different sort of atmospheric
condition,
yeah.
So is it more different? I mean, you know, what are the challenges that you have when, if it's outdoors and you have to deal with things like wind and stuff as well?
Yeah, exactly. But that's the whole excitement, is to be in different, in a different environment. You know, to have this warmth from people watching you, and it's actually quite nerve-wracking in a way. Mm. So it's more nerve-wracking than not seeing other people, but it's a way to communicate with the audience, and it's very special, and I love doing it, and that's why I'm, you know, been doing it for quite a few years now with Covent Garden.
We keep asking her back, and she's foolishly keeps coming back.
That's why, because I love it.
So. Mara, you've been dancing for 21 years.
25, exactly.
25?
Yes. 25.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yes.
I was never a dancer. I have completely two left feet, but Shruti danced a lot when you were younger.
I did.
She was so excited. She really desperate to come along to this show.
Well, you're going to see a lot of different things and beautiful things and amazing dancers.
Is it suitable for families, would you say?
We it would say it's more the sort of more of a an, there's always difficult when there's serving drinks at a show that there's a licensing thing, but it's, you know, we have everyone from 18, you know, or 21 I think it is, up through to you know, much older.
And when
don't want to limit it.
No, when should we write this in our calendars? When is it going to be happening?
It's the 15th and 16th of February. We have license for three shows. We're starting with the two nights, but we're pretty confident with the support of our incredible title sponsor Spinneys that we should that should fill up pretty quickly, because there's only 300 seats per night. So you sort of want to get onto Platinum List and book those tickets as quickly as possible.
And Spinneys, I'm guessing you are going to have a big table there, and it's going to be a great work night out, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to. We've got two great tables there. In fact, we're excited about it, because it's a world-class event and it fits nicely with our brand of providing world-class product from all over the world. So we're excited about the event. We're actually excited about being able to provide a couple of prizes for some lucky people.
Like what?
Well, we've got some tickets that we can give away. We've also got, Amara's kindly agreed to do a one-on-one dance lesson with some...
You're kidding me.
With
that money can't buy.
Well,
a masterclass.
A masterclass. So that's really exciting. So we're going to be doing that.
I was instantly thinking about myself there. What a waste that would be.
Oh, I'm going to Spinneys. I'm going to go get those tickets.
Fantastic. How much are tickets if we want to run out and buy them so we don't miss out?
So it's a full dinner ticket. So you get your bubbly reception, your three-course dinner and all your drinks. And they start at 750 dirhams. So it's the 12 world-class performances.
As we're a travel show, I just wanted to quickly touch on something before we let you go, Mara, because I read this about you this morning and I thought that's just so wonderful. I wanted you to have an opportunity to talk about it. You founded Dancing for the Children.
Yes.
Can
yes,
you tell us a little bit about that?
I founded it in 2007. I just decided on my own to start something because I wanted to go to Africa to be able to reach children from, you know, poor towns and to show them and give them, you know, some happy moments with the ballet. But also I wanted to raise money for sick children in all over the world. So I started that on my own, and with the help of other people, we managed to have a charity foundation, which has been running from 2007, still doing now.
She's amazing.
She is amazing, isn't she? She's fantastic. And an extraordinary dancer. I don't want to embarrass you with how many awards you've got on your mantelpiece, because it would take too long to go through, actually. I've got a sheet full of all the different awards that you've won over the years. I would say do not miss this opportunity to see Mara performing live in Dubai in February. Yeah, and I'm thinking good Christmas present as well.
Fabulous Christmas present. Pair of tickets. But, you know, do get in touch with us through CoventGardenDance.com or through Platinum List, or you can get in touch with Desert Palm Hotel Resort. You know, it's a great place to visit anyway.
We'll be talking about it on the run-up as well, and playing you lots more different clips and music. Any chance I get to play ballet music, I like to play it on the ticket. So Mara, Glenn, Matt, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon on the ticket. It's been a pleasure.
Can I just take the opportunity to thank Dubai Eye, who are our media partners?
No.
You're amazing.
Don't need to do that. Thank you very much. Checks
thank
in the post.
So
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.